Hello. Good evening. Oh my gosh, what a day. You guys are gonna hear some stuff in the background because life happens and I needed to get my dishes washed. So you may hear some sounds of the dishwasher. Hopefully, you'll find it as therapeutic as I'm finding it. And I'm listening to Kendrick right now. He's doing the Crown song. That's where he goes. You can't please everybody. It's everybody. You can't please everybody. You can't please everybody. You can't please everybody. You can't please everybody, that is for sure. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. And he says that chose to wear the crown. That is very telling. Heavy is the head that chose to wear the crown. Whom is given much is required. Go listen to that. Maybe I'll name this episode The Crown or just Crown. We'll see. You let me know in the future, okay? Can y'all let me know? And today we have one birthday. I love the one birthdays. It gives me the content that I need to keep this podcast going. Well, at the same time, it offers someone the unique opportunity to just hear very, personalized and customized and, over the limit, time limit. I go over the 5 minutes. Have y'all listened? Speaking of that, I wanted to give you some insight into the analytics since we're here. I wanted to let you know the most successful episodes, okay, in terms of the analytics. The most heard episode is El Jardin, The Garden. That's got a lot of plays. I wonder why. Next, after El Jardin, is Window Seat. And then in third place, we have You Can Make It If You Try. You Can Make It If You Try. And it's, not tied, but it's three places. For fourth place, you have three runner-ups: Invocation, Lemonade, and Iron Lion Zion Donna Bottom. So that's pretty good. I wonder what makes El Jardin so attractive. Yay. Like I was saying, the song, you can't please everybody, honey. There's something attractive about El Jardin. I don't know what it is. But as we move forward, I'm going to be using yet another throwback deck. Wisdom of the Oracle. This was definitely one of the originals. Originals. This is one of the original decks I used on the Instagram. Ooh, I hate that I said their name. Go check out my blue check rant that I just put out the other day in my highlights at the Hungry Medium on Instagram, because I really want people to understand the extortion that is going on over there. I'm not really on the Twitters, so I don't really pay attention. It's happening there too. They want y'all to pay for protection. All you creators, I say you creators, because hey, you got to know what's happening to you. Okay, go over there and see what is happening over. Y'all hear that dishwasher in the background? Oh my gosh, this is gonna be an interesting podcast. But anyway, let's get down to business, okay? Happy birthday. Happy birthday to all of you out there who are having a birthday this month. We have one special guest. I'm going to get to his, yeah, that's right, you heard it, his reading, okay? This is only the second reading I've had for a man or male gender, and I'm excited. I love a good male energy. We just finished with that Leo moon. I love it. I'm here for it, babies. So I'll see y'all on the other side. Okay? Love ya. You're listening to the Hungry Medium Podcast Show. I'm your host, Kat Niambi. Here's what I've been thinking about lately. Let's get it on and pop it. Happy birthday, Heru Kuti. Happy birthday. I see you are having a birthday in the next couple of days. Is it going to be tomorrow? I don't even know what today is. I think it's Tuesday. So you'll definitely get this in time. And I appreciate the fact that you have ordered a birthday card reading. And I am using a very vintage deck called Wisdom of the Oracle. And how befitting of someone with the name Heru Kuti. I don't know what I'm naming this episode. I kind of alluded to it in the intro. Let's see if we are still in alignment. And once again, happy birthday and thank you very much. Let's see. What is the card that they want for you today? And the card that I'm pulling for you is New Life. Hello. I'm always down with a beautiful card with that kind of title. New Life. Yes, indeed. So let's see. New Life. What could that mean? I think if I was to think about this card before I delve into interpreting the messaging from the guidebook, and excuse the sound of the dishwasher in the back. Who does that? Who records a podcast while the dishwasher is going on? I do not care. So, Heru Kuti, this is about the birth of new ideas. This is about growth. This is about opportunities, a breath of fresh air, and life renewing itself. So think about it. When spring awakens the world, and we're coming up on that pretty soon, joy and excitement can be felt all around. And they're saying that right now you're ready to start anew. You're ready to get to the very core of sprouting a new beginning. The seeds have been planted. And it's at that moment, I like the analogy of when, you know, a flower or some kind of plant is trying to grow through, let's say, concrete. They have no idea what's on the other side. You know that, right? Like when a plant is trying to make its way through the cracks of the concrete, they have no idea what is on the other side. They just know they're reaching towards the sun. You understand? So blossoms, have you ever even seen the blossoms on trees and how they just burst like overnight, like 1 minute? Ooh, I should tell you the story about how I turned around one day and looked into my flower pot last week. Now I tend to this tree as best as I can. And I turned around and what did I see? Out of nowhere, mushrooms. Like, where did they come from? Oh my God. Ooh, they freaked me out a little bit, but it still is aligned with the messaging of the fact that things burst. things that are growing can burst overnight. Birds, they come home with these beautiful songs and they're telling us that nature, you know, is full of promise. And I know you know this, right? That we're all part of nature. I don't have to explain that to you. So miracles, miracles are beckoning you. Okay. Miracles are coming your way. When, just think about it, this is going to be a time for you and you being born so close to spring, and we did have that spring equinox. So this is, I think, a reminder that, you know, life is ready to bring you new ideas to inspire you. And also they're saying you really crave new opportunities so that you can have some hope. Have some hope of seeing your dreams come true. And this is a really good card because it's sort of telling you all is well and all can be well in your world. You have the energy you need to feel renewed, Herokuti. You just have to allow your heart to be filled with the enthusiasm. You know what I mean? I know people don't like to hear about, oh, just do the affirmations and think positive. But it's really about the shared consciousness and the frequency of your brain waves, your thoughts, that influence the possibilities. This is about letting your light shine now. Don't wait. Don't wait. Let your light shine now. They're saying this is a good time for fortune for you. Now let's talk about relationships, shall we? So it's saying that if you have some relationships that are pretty stagnant, then they're about to change. Because new energy, this spring energy, is going to impact you, is going to impact your chemical makeup. It's going to impact even new relationships. So old relationships are going to get some new energy, and new relationships are going to be bursting. They say, excuse me. And that doesn't mean it has to be romantic. Okay. I don't know what's going on in your life. I'm just giving messaging, okay? But they're saying that, you know, new relationships are on the horizon, and they're going to be sweet and they're going to be vibrant. This is the time for you to connect with others, others that you can share that excitement with, and passion. They're saying there's some passion going on here. It's all about the hearts full of joy for me. Okay, and so it is for you, darling. They're saying in all things relationships, there has to be respect and love. Now, let's talk about your Monty, Hunty. Be optimistic. This card is not talking about bum. It's not talking about that at all. It's talking about looking forward to being or getting or receiving some prosperity. Like it's going to happen magically for you, you know. New opportunities are going to remind you, Herokuti, that abundance is available. It really, really is. Are you looking forward to it? I'm looking forward to it for you. They want you to take and be delighted in the bounty. And it's going to come from really surprising ways, which is very interesting. It's going to come from your curiosity. It's going to come from your dreams. All of a sudden, new life is going to come up in your projects, your work, your ideas, and it's going to be kind of an electricity. You know what I mean? Yeah, there's going to be some electricity going on here. Fortune is smiling on you. Hey, I'm for this. I wish I pulled this card for myself. But you know, years ago, darling, I pulled this card. Years ago, I used to pull this card for myself. And I believed in what I heard. Because you could feel it in your bones when you listen to a card like this. You know what I mean? But let's talk about your protections, okay? You have to acknowledge your inexperience. Okay? Remember what I said about the buds trying to come through the concrete. You don't know what's on the other side, baby. You just have to have faith. Because whatever's on the other side, you're not going to be fully experienced in it, right? And that's the beauty of the sweet present moment, is the fact that it's going to be unknown to you. You definitely don't want to go back to something that you knew before, right? There's a reason why you left that world, okay? And it's okay, okay, now it's okay to admit when you don't know something, okay? You're at the very beginning. How would you know? Do babies know everything? They know a lot of things, but they don't know everything. They don't know how to walk. They don't know how to talk like us humans yet. And that's how you're going to have to be, like a baby. Can you do that? You have to be immersed in the newness. Don't be looking for shit that you already know. Please don't. I mean, like, come on. That's boring, boring. And, you know, new life has a maturity time. So why not enjoy it while it's young and fresh and alive and new? They just want you to be here in the now, the now, the now, the now, and the now. The unknown, the unfamiliar, something you've never done before. Look out for it. That's what they want you to see. They want you to know that life loves you and you can easily love it back. I hope you enjoyed that. Happy birthday. Shit, I wish I had a nice new life card that popped up. I could have used this card last week. But it's okay. We all get what we're supposed to get and when we're supposed to get it. So enjoy your birthday in the next 2 days, Herukuti. Please share this podcast with your friends and family, okay? Thank you so much. Love you. So that was a beautiful, beautiful reading. And it was just perfect in time for the spring. So when I opened this episode, I was listening to Kendrick's Crown. And something about the reading that I just did for the young man made me switch to Crown Royal by Jill Scott. It just seemed like a song that felt like springtime, you know? It felt new and hot and sexy. And I feel like this is a vibe we should all be down with, especially this year. We got a lot of things coming up for us, people. I want y'all to hang tight and I want y'all to stay in love. Stay in love, people. There's so much more. There's so much more for us. And all we have to do is remember to stay in love. Can y'all do that for me? There's not much more I want to say after that. Look for love in all the beautiful things. Look for love in new life. Look for love in the children. Look for love in the trees and the plants and the motion of water in your luxurious, luxurious bath. Look for love in the sky. Look for love in your chart. Look for love in the animals of the world. Let's get this on, people. We can do it. We just need to feel the expansion of our heart chakras. Love really, really, really will conquer so much, people. But we got to feel it together. We have to align our hearts, the vibration of our hearts. We can do it. We're powerful. We've done it before and we can do it again. So once again, happy birthday to all the people this month that have ordered happy birthday cards and have contributed their energy. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for contributing your energy of your birthday to the creation of this podcast. This is an underground movement, baby. And I'm here for it. No matter how long it takes, this word is going to make it. This word of love, this word of new life, this word of the crown, this word of royalty is going to make it. And I appreciate you all for listening. And I'll see you next week. Thank you so much again. I love you. I love you. I love you.
You've been listening to the Hungry Medium podcast show, hosted and produced by Kat Nyambi. Music written and produced by Oludare Bernard. For information on this podcast and other content, visit us at thehungrymedium.com. Please subscribe to this podcast on Apple and follow us on Spotify. May we always aspire to be divinely fed.